boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Do you ever have a night where you end up in bed before your boyfriend?
Every single night.
No. Really?
Yeah. I usually am, because I make him like catch up on like what needs to be done with the pets. Like feeding them and things like that.
The chores, mm-hmm. Yes. Same. And there's some nights where my boyfriend Curly just kind of like dilly-dallies around. He's either in his room and just decides to like fold laundry at 10:30 at night, or he's sitting on the couch playing on his iPad or whatever. And I'm like, hello, I've been laying in bed for like
an hour,
15 minutes, mm-hmm. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. I'm bored. Hello. So I normally just yell through the house, hello. Where are you?
Marco, Paula.
I'm 6 years old. And he was doing this again last night, so I tried a new tactic. Airdrop him lots of photos. Well, don't be sick. I was
like, what kind of photos we talk? You're in bed. I'm just curious.
No, I had to seize the moment because our cat, Toulouse, was up in bed.
Okay.
And she didn't move when I got into bed. She's not a snuggler. So this was big, okay, that we were sharing the bed together. I took probably 12 photos of Toulouse laying in bed looking cute, and I airdropped them individually until he got annoyed enough that he came to bed. It worked. Now I'm going to do this all the time. Taylor, I don't know what I'm going to do it when the cat's not in bed, but...
Taylor, I hate to say this. I think it's a sign you're getting old.
What do you mean?
Normal people would be sending freaky things, right? And you're over here like, let me show you my cat.
Well, when you say it like that.
Well, I didn't mean it like that.
I sounded like it.
I need you to open Google, Taylor, because I need you to search for something.
I always have it open because we are stupid and have to look stuff up all the time.
I need you to look up, when is Super Bowl 2027?
Super Bowl 2027. Valentine's Day?
I know.
Next year.
Uh-huh. This year we're good, folks, but it's next year that I think we're going to have some fights. You're telling me you have to pick from hot date night or mm-hmm. Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
We all know who's going to win. It's the Super Bowl.
See, I'm sick in the head.
Oh,
because
here we go.
I'm like, well, if we have to have a Super Bowl day, that means double the Valentines. You know what I mean? Like double the chocolates or double the dinner dates. I make a sacrifice, you make a sacrifice.
I get what you're saying. Okay, so we're not going to celebrate on Valentine's Day. That's fine. We're going to do two date nights now. We got to make it up.
Yeah, or you're going to give me two foot massages or whatever I want.
I like how sick in the head you really
are.
I'm crazy.
We'll circle back next year.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One of the shows that we grew up on is getting the documentary treatment.
Oh, God. Is it going to expose bad things? It is, isn't it? No.
I think it is.
Oh, no. There was that one like a year or two ago that was talking about, like, Drake Bell was on it. I forget the title of
it.
That one was, like, tough to watch, but also, like, oh, my God, there goes my childhood.
Yeah, the Nickelodeon one. I don't know if this will be to that level, but it's definitely brought up year after year. America's Next Top Model.
I never watched America's...
What?
This is...
Wait!
Isn't What's-Her-Face Tyra Banks on that show?
Yes. I'm going to pass out right now. What do you mean?
I literally have never seen America's Top... Next whatever.
Okay.
What is this?
America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, well, definitely.
I'm
going to
literally... I'm going to pass out. Okay.
Yeah.
So... You
is
now,
it just girls modeling? Is guys on it too?
Not until much later seasons when they like brought it
so
back.
So it was the girls.
This is
how much I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh, my brain's going to explode. I cannot believe. Okay.
Did Tyra host or was she on it?
She was a judge and like the face of the show.
Okay.
I don't know how much she was the creator, which I think we're going to get into in this documentary about how involved she was in it, because now looking back, I mean, the show was on 2003 to 2016. They did 24 seasons.
What the heck was I doing?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, dude. And now, of course, you know, like time moves on and we start to realize like maybe that wasn't okay. There's a lot of things that happened in that show that people are like, Why did we do that? Why did we put like young girls?
I don't doubt this.
Shaving their head just for funsies and then yelling at them for crying.
We did.
Oh my God. They would have like extreme makeovers. The challenges they would do were like insane. There was, I specifically, this is like burned in my brain. There was a girl who found out one of her like childhood best friends had passed away. Horrible, right? And she's away at this show. The next day, they do a photo shoot challenge where they have to pose in a grave.
That's messed up.
Horrible.
That's messed up.
I mean, who comes
up with
this?
You could have reassigned that like 2 weeks later or also just not do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of really like crazy controversial things now looking back that people are like, why? How did you guys get away with it?
Do they have like sick eating habits for them too?
I mean, of course, modeling industry in the early 2000s, girls would come on and they'd be like, well, you'd probably be considered plus size. And you're like, what? Like, where?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So, this Netflix documentary is coming out on February 16th. It's a 3-part series. And guess who is in it? Tyra. Is Tyra going to
expose?
Take accountability? Is she going to expose? Is the whole thing going to just be like pointless? I can't wait. And I cannot, this whole thing is like, I can't believe you did not watch
this
show.
You've been talking to a wall this entire time because I literally don't know what you're
talking. I need you to go back.
Do they even have it on a streaming service?
Yeah, or probably search it on TikTok. I feel like people post like whole episodes on there.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I feel like it's very brave of me to admit this, that I have...
go on.
I have... I didn't realize your birthday was coming up so quickly, okay?
You can hear it in her voice.
I know how much your birthday means to you.
Yes.
And I would
it's
never...
my own Super Bowl.
Correct. And what made me realize that, oh my God, I really only have like a little over a week to get my stuff together is we were in a meeting earlier today and somebody said, oh yeah, the Super Bowl is next Sunday. Like not this coming weekend, but the following. And to me, alarm bells are going off. Oh my God, I know that Destiny's birthday is the day after the Super Bowl.
Last year it was on.
Right. February 9th. And normally I'm pretty on top of like having a gift ready to go and all the things. I got nothing. Okay. And as your friend, I'm telling you that honestly, I have nothing for your birthday. So I figure, you know what? We've known each other long enough. At this point, I'm like, what do you want for your birthday?
That's a great question. I don't want to say cross stitching. You got me that last year and I loved it. So please don't think anything against that. But since you got me cross stitching stuff,
you were
so
new to it last year.
Yes. But since then I've had Christmas. Also my birthday that same time with my boyfriend, Amberman's mom, who just gives me a lot of cross stitching.
Right. That's why I'm like, I didn't want to just go buy something for that.
No. What I think I would like, and this is going to sound so stupid. Necessities. Hear me out. There's things that I need, right? Dry shampoo. I need some, I need teasing spray. I could use more eyeliner, things like that. But I just like, I have a hard time letting myself buy things like that for myself.
Even though
it's a necessity. Mm-hmm. Not really, but I need it, but I just don't let myself buy it.
Okay.
And it makes me think back to a gift. I think it was last year, if not the year before.
I know what you're going to say.
The protein drink. Is that what you thought it was?
I got you a protein drink?
You got me like a protein shake drink or whatever. And it was like Fruity Loops tasting.
Oh, yeah.
And I also really enjoyed the gift. One of my favorites is because you were like, I don't think you've tried this before. So I bought it for you. Love that.
Uh-huh.
Buy me something that I should try. Whether you have or not.
Right, because even if you don't like it, you didn't waste your own money.
I didn't waste my own money and then feel guilty about it. So that's my 2 cents, is give me something like food or drink or products or whatever. Okay. That you're like, I think you might like this. I don't think you've tried it.
Okay.
Or also necessities.
Okay.
Because I don't let myself buy that.
A bag of dry shampoo, eyeliner, and protein shakes. I got it.
You had like a mini heart attack earlier because you realized my birthday is just around the corner. February 9th, and you haven't bought anything yet.
No, and normally I really am on top of it.
You are.
I know, like, there's a little downtime after Christmas, and then I got to come up with something again this year. Slipped my mind. I'm so sorry.
So you were like, okay, let's just be honest with each other. We're at that point in our relationship where I could just ask you what you want. And I'm simple. buy me things that I think are too expensive in the world right now. Like, I need hairspray, but when I look at the cost of it, it's like $13. I talk myself out of it very easily.
Oh, and I constantly am like, oh my God, I tried this new thing. It's going to be like my favorite things given to you.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, like lotion is stupid expensive. Yes. Perfume. Easy. I mean, you have, the options are endless for you. I'm very excited. And you said it's going to be easy.
Oh, it's going to be easy. And I love buying a product. So I can't wait. It's going to be mutually enjoyable.
Now, what do I get you? Because my birthday is in February. Then turn around. Your birthday is in March.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Do you want products? You could say no, because I have another idea.
I am sure. I'm always down for a product.
I don't believe this.
Why?
I love a product. I feel like you're picky, and I'm going to pick the wrong brand of dry shampoo, you know, lotion, whatever. Here's an idea I could do. We could both do favorite things.
Okay.
Right? For each other's birthday. Or I get you a freaking gift card, dude. Because if I learned anything about you, one day you'll be like, oh, I saw this like pink coffee mug on TikTok. I think I really want it. Literally the next day, she's like, bought it and it's here. And I'm like, can you say these things out in the universe so that other people can buy it for you? Not you buy it for yourself?
No, because that's my, I have an issue. You know what? I'm going to take either of those. If you do your favorite type things instead of like beauty products, I would request snacks.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because you always put me on to like...
I do.
Honestly, pretty healthy snacks.
There's occasional bad girl moments.
Okay, we have our bad girl moments. But you're always like, oh my God, I tried these chips and they're like great in protein. And I'm like, screw the protein. I just want the good snack.
Uh-huh.
So you could give me some snack ideas.
So you just want food. You want me to buy groceries.
I would love for you to buy my groceries.
We were just talking about our birthdays and we came to a conclusion that we're just going to tell each other what we want.
Yeah. I mean, my God, we're going on like, what, 7 years of
knowing each other?
Yeah. And buying each other Christmas and birthday gifts that we're getting old and we're getting lazy.
Yeah. So I told you what I kind of want. You told me what you want. And as we're talking about this, it hit me. Do I even have your birthday in my planner? I bought this new planner. You've heard me gushing about it. I'm very excited about it. But I remember when I was putting all the important dates of the year in there, I picked who I actually care about in my life. And I put their birthdays in this planner. And I was like, uh-oh, did I forget to put your birthday in it? I know your birthday, but did I put it in the planner? So the answer is, you're in fact in my planner.
Okay, because I was seriously about to reach over and donkey kick you. I'm not kidding.
I did tell you. I was like, if you're not in a planner, you don't matter to me because I only put the people I care about's birthdays in here. I would like to tell you, your birthday was in a special color. So normally people's birthdays are in purple. You got pink because if anybody knows anything, pink is my favorite color.
So my birthday's about you. What did I expect?
I mean, if you take it that way, which you should.
You said it.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, that was flattering that I was going to get up my own weather segment.
I pressed the wrong button. You know how many buttons I got to press over here? I cannot be drunk one bit. Not that anyone thought it was, but...
Why would you say that unless you're guilty? I don't know.
I just feel like you know, they always say like there's certain medications you can't take while driving or you don't drink and drive, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't have those said medications and I can't drink over here. It's like operating a vehicle. I'm digging myself.
Right. Okay.
Anyways. Go on, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to actually ask you about something, but now I don't know if I should. Because I was just looking outside, you know, as I do. There's somebody parked across the street. Don't know who they are. That's not really what I care about. But it reminded me that you said that you have a cracked windshield.
I do. We cracked our windshield. I don't know how, but we cracked our windshield and we noticed on the way to work yesterday. It is cracked.
So what do you do?
Well, I have an in.
No, I mean like in the meantime. Like obviously you're probably going to get it fixed.
Try not to hit any bumps. Don't let anything, I don't want any snow on
the
windshield.
Are you going to duct tape it?
Okay, well, how trashy do you think?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know that you could do that actually. I really don't know. I just made that up. I don't, toothpaste? I don't know.
See, like, is there something?
Usually you use toothpaste to fill cracks, so.
So are you going to do that?
Bubble gum? No, I'm going to just let it keep going. Neighbor man told me, which this is so bad, don't listen to me. He said, we're going to go until, it's like spider webbing. Don't worry, I have an appointment to get it fixed. But unless it's spider webs.
Like soon? I don't even want to know. You're concerning me over there today. Everybody has been wondering, is Destiny engaged yet? Has it happened? Has it not? Has she been hiding it from us all? No, of course not. I mean, come on.
No, I think people all the way in, like, I don't know, Texas and Florida, they're going to know. Everybody's going to know.
Oh, my God. Because you have not been subtle about wanting it to happen, of course.
I also don't shut up about it.
So earlier today, which is so hilarious, because then there's people that we even work with that are like, wait a minute. Did it happen? Are you engaged? Because we were.
There would be a company-wide email that says, you better tell
me.
Well,
I'm saying, we were having a little meeting with Spencer from 1600 ESPN earlier today, and you had mentioned to him that you went to the Eastern Iowa wedding show mm-hmm. over the weekend, and that you won a grand prize and how cool that was. And he goes, wait, is there something you're not telling me? Like, did you get engaged and not tell me? I had to control myself.
Now, I think I saw spit come out of your mouth as you laughed at Spencer to his face.
I cackled and then I said, Spencer, if you think that you're not going to know immediately, along with the rest of the world, you don't know her at all.
You're like, dude, you're going to get a FaceTime that night.
If not that, she's going to enter the building ring first the next morning.
You're right. I will. You will look like I'm walking like a zombie, but it will just be one hand out the entire time. Like, look.
I expect absolutely nothing less.
I think they're going to write a children's book about me called The Girl Who Cries Engagement.
Yes.
Screw the boy who cries wolf. This is your new version.
Oh, there's plenty of content to put in that book. Because you think it's happening every day.
Now I do think it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you?
No, please. I welcome it. I feel like this is the first time in the new year that you've really felt like you had evidence.
Yeah, put this on your spreadsheet. Uh-huh. Remember you were going to talk about every single time I think it's happening. No, I was telling you about how I won this grand prize at the Eastern Iowa Wedding Show in that. Is like a deal off of their photography and a deal off of a gown. So we're going to take them up on the photography.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're switching a couple of things. We asked, because it was like, okay, you'll get this amount of photos for your engagement announcements and then this amount of photos for your wedding day.
Yeah.
We're just kind of doing a reception. So we're switching things up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a good amount of photos of the engagement, like they offered. But instead of doing the wedding reception, we asked them to cover the day he gets down on one knee and asks
the proposal.
Me. Yeah. And like document that. They were like, okay, so when's it happening? I was like, I don't know.
Oh. Okay, so wait, you got on the phone call and they said, when's it happening to you?
They did.
Okay.
Long story short, we have to sign a contract, right? So they need to know.
You got to book them.
Yeah. When's this all going down? So I asked to not be in any more discussions moving forward. I'm not even allowed to see the contract because on there is most likely going to tell me when I'm getting engaged.
Oh, wow.
They then had a phone call today with my boyfriend neighbor man to ask him, when the heck you doing this? Because they need to know a month. Like, ideally, like, are you doing this in September? When are you doing it? So all I know is he had a phone call today and he had to give them a date.
Okay.
And I gave him an hour's notice to do that.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared. I'm scared for many reasons.
Why?
Because you just said September. There ain't no way you're going to last till September.
I will not.
You're going to lose your mind. And then
I'll just put the ring on at that point.
I just know you. That are you going to go home and absolutely grill him tonight and be like, well, I know that you had to pick, so when did you decide?
You
like,
know me.
You're not going to let that man rest.
I'm going to be like, okay, if you could, give me 3 months that you gave them. One's real.
You already have a plan. See? You already have a plan.
We talked about those girls' sweat squad. It's our private Facebook group that you can join and post about your sweaty fitness journey, however that looks to you.
Yes.
or don't post. Hear me out. Just join for the vibes, okay?
And lurk. I'm so down for lurking.
Right? So Neighbor Man was talking to somebody and she admitted she's a big fan on the show. Thanks for listening, by the way.
Shout out.
And said, oh, I'm a part of those girls' sweat squad.
Oh.
And he goes, oh my gosh, like, have you posted in there before? She goes, no, I don't go to the gym. I don't even work out. I'm just in there for the vibes.
Love.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. It's not just for going to the gym, right?
Right.
It's for anyone on any fitness journey. Maybe you do go, or maybe your fitness journey looks like walking around the neighborhood or just mall shopping and walking. That's a workout, right? Maybe you're not the type to want to do that stuff. And that's fine, right? It's your journey, however you want to do it. Maybe you want to eat healthier, or maybe you just want to get motivated by seeing people do things, and that gets you motivated to do something else. Does any of that make sense?
100%. It's a choose your own adventure. If you're somebody like us who's like, I need to post every day or every time I go do something active to keep myself accountable, great. We'd love to see your posts. If you're maybe shy at the gym and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to see other people's stuff because that makes me feel like I have to go. That's 100% fine. Too. We'd love for you to join us either way, whatever your journey looks like.
Or if you just want to see what those girls in the afternoon are doing outside the show, join for that
sweating.
Reason.
We do. We sweating.
You can join for whatever reason is for you in your journey. We'd love for you to be a part of our bestie group. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad.
Search it on Facebook. It is a private group, but if you hit request to join, then we'll get you in just a couple minutes.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you ever get a new outfit and you're like really excited to wear it and then you wear it and nobody compliments how it looks?
It's literally like, every Monday I show up to work.
Why Monday specifically?
Oh, if I buy a new outfit, I like to wait till Monday to wear it. No, definitely not.
I just so random.
I don't just show up every Monday with a new outfit. I'm just saying,
if
every
you
single,
do,
yeah,
okay.
And nobody's ever complimented me.
What if? Okay. Wow. I'm being targeted. So sorry.
Go on.
No, I complimented a sweatshirt that you got recently.
You did that. That was one time. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyways, well, what if that was actually a good thing for you? Because if you didn't get a compliment on it, you got free clothes in return.
Huh?
There's a company. You may have heard of it. It's called Stitch Fix. It's like
an
online service, basically, that you get linked up with a personal stylist. You kind of let them know what you like to wear and the style of clothes that you like. And then I think you get a box like once a month of new items that you can either keep or you can send them back if you don't want to keep them. They launched a compliment guarantee promotion because National Compliment Day was on the 24th.
Okay.
So this lasts from then, the 24th, through March 31st. They're saying they will send $250 in free clothes to 100 people who don't get praised for their outfit that they got from Stitch Fix. So if you get something in your box, you wear it, you don't get complimented the first time that you wear it, then you get some free clothes in return.
I mean this in the nicest way. That was the dumbest idea.
What?
No, I love the concept.
Yeah.
The problem is there are people like me who are going to ruin this for others.
You're a liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yes. Have you not seen me? I lie all the time. And I'm really good at it. I'd be like, yeah, this one didn't get a compliment. This one didn't get a compliment. I just be getting free clothes. Sometimes you got to work the system. Okay.
Okay. You're a bad influence.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
My boyfriend Neighbor Man doesn't know how to spell my name.
And you've been together for...
We're working on the
year?
Third year.
2 years? Oh my God.
How many years do you think?
I have no idea. I had a moment today where I was like, how long have I been with my boyfriend?
You'd be going on 3 to 4, if not, right?
I think 4.
She don't know anymore.
No, time is not real to me today.
And I have a feeling Curly knows how to spell your name, right?
I think so.
Well, Neighbor Man doesn't. Because we were at the Eastern Iowa Wedding Show over the weekend. My hands were full. And you know me, I was like, I'm going to enter in every giveaway, right?
Of course.
My hands were full. So they were like, oh, well... They thought he was my fiance soon.
You played along. I know you did.
Oh, yeah, of course I did. I was having a great moment. They're like, we'll have your fiance fill it out. I watch him fill it out and immediately notice he spells my name wrong. My name is spelled D-E-S-T-I-N-Y. He spelled it D-I-S-D-E. Well, I don't even know how to spell it.
Whoops.
D-E-S-T-I-N-E-Y. He added an E. And I was like, what is happening? What are you doing? That's not how you spell my name. And he jokes and he goes, oh, autocorrect always fixes it.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know if I like the way you said that. It wasn't until 2 seconds later that I remember, and I forget about this often, he's dyslexic.
Okay.
Because he never has to fill out paperwork in front of me. I never get to see him write. So I forget it's a thing. And I feel like he does a really good job of like working through it.
Right. Well, and he makes a great point that autocorrect
does fix
does
it.
Correct things
it
like
does.
That. Yeah.
So last night I'm like, hey, spell my name again. I want to see what happens. For him, and I don't know much about this, the I, E, and like Y's get all like fumbly for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he spelled my name wrong. This is so crazy because like I asked him to explain dyslexia to me. I couldn't comprehend it,
mm-hmm.
which is so crazy. You know what I'm saying? That like people have all sorts of things, right? We're all different.
Yeah.
But we really truly can't comprehend somebody else and what they're, you know, what they have or what they're going through, right?
100%. It's not the same thing, but I feel like my boyfriend can't comprehend not having good vision.
I wear
contacts every single day. I have for years. He has perfect vision. So when I at night take my contacts out and he's like, hey babe, look at this, and I'm like, can't see. You gotta bring it closer. Yeah. You gotta show me before I take my eyes out. And he just doesn't, that's what I like to say, he just doesn't get it, because it's like, how are you, you can't imagine
and
it.
You're trying to explain what you can and can't
fuzzy
see. Fuzzy, blurry, I don't know. See, and I can't even comprehend that. I'm like, I have bad vision too, but when you say fuzzy and blurry, I'm like, mine ain't that bad. I don't understand what you're talking about.
I know yours is that bad. I've seen you without your glasses.
I hate to tell you, but your bowel movements, Taylor, are not safe.
I don't know what that means. I don't like the sound of that.
You should tell me nothing, because I want you to understand that when I have a partner in my life, aka neighbor man, right? I'm going to tell him everything, including your bowel movements.
Okay,
all right?
Gee whiz.
Now, I don't think everyone needs to see the picture of what's going on. You're fine. You're not like destroying the bathroom every 2 seconds.
Okay. No. Now let me step in, please, before you make this disgusting. What you need to know is Destiny and I sit in a studio together for 4 hours every day. Okay. We must communicate. It is our job as communicators, mm-hmm. that if you need to leave the room.
To go potty?
To go to the restroom or whatever. Okay, you just got to let them know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling great yesterday. And I told you that in confidence, okay?
And then I went home and I told Neighbor Man about it. But it was a little bit more detailed. And I don't want to say it on here because some people are going to get the ick. But I was like, yeah, she went to the bathroom, things like that. And after I told him the whole story, he goes, God, you know, it's so refreshing to hear that women talk exactly like men do. Because I was
like, really surprised. You know what I mean?
Because I was gruesome when I was like the way that I was talking.
Uh-huh.
Or is it just me?
Well,
because sometimes I do feel like I act like a guy sometimes, especially the way I talk.
Would you probably fit in with the dude?
The dudes, I do. I feel
the
like
dude
I personally feel like
talk?
I, yes, I feel like I fit in more with them than I do sometimes with the girly pops. You guys are too innocent, too clean.
I'm not going to be surprised then if you start hanging around the men's room.
Yes, they got some good talk over there.
Oh, God.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tonight's trivia question will help you have a 20% chance at a long-term successful relationship.
I'd like my odds to be a little higher. I feel 20%.
Hey, it's better than nothing. That's my belief.
Okay.
Tonight's trivia question. You have a 20% chance of long-term success in your relationship if you use this phrase early and often.
I'm curious about this.
she'd like her relationship to
last. We'll see. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
This is a great question. If you've been in a relationship for a really long time, or you feel that it is already really successful, chime in. You have a 20% chance of long-term success in your relationship if you use this phrase early and often.
Okay.
I gotta emphasize, you also have to do it often too.
I know. I feel like there's maybe some subliminal messaging happening. Like, you don't, I don't know. We'll see. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. You have a 20% chance of a long-term success in your relationship if you use this phrase early and often. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Jill said, when we, like used in future context, as in when we do this in the future. Oh, when we move in together. Oh, when we go out to dinner this weekend.
I feel like Jill's on to something.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good sign. She also said, but hey, you know what? It could be I rescued a dog. I would fall for that.
Hey, there's a dog in the house now.
Yeah.
No, I like the when we, because I'm a firm believer you should always say ours or us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't stand when somebody goes, yeah, my wedding. Hello, it's not just your wedding. It's our wedding, you know?
Right. If you can't say when we,
are you working as a team?
Right. Well, I'm like, are you even thinking of me?
That's what I'm saying, Taylor. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it's a one-woman show over there.
Which works for some. It does.
5080 said, you're right, babe. Every man should have this phrase on file. Yes, they should.
I mean,
don't care. I don't care if I'm actually wrong, all right?
It feels good to hear.
Yeah. If you want the fight to end, hello, let me. Men, listen up. Listen up, okay? I'm going to give you something that I shouldn't tell you. If you're right in the argument, just say, you're right, babe, because we'll shut up. I promise you $1 million. Like, we will shut up. If I know that you won, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep putting myself in a circle, right? You know?
Mm-hmm. I love being right.
That's what I'm saying.
I really do.
Tell us we're right even though we're wrong and we will shut up.
It's a gift in itself.
Yes.
You don't have to buy me anything. Just tell me I'm right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
16. And you can go back to gaming or whatever you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, sure, whatever. But just know I was right. 1634 said, is it saying I'm sorry? I think that's important.
I don't think people say I'm sorry in general enough.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel
when
like
was the last time you told me you were sorry?
Well, never, because I'm not.
Go back to she's always right.
Like, yeah, let's rewind.
You have a 20% chance of long-term success in your relationship if you use this phrase early and often. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
I don't think you have ever said I'm sorry.
Oh, bull crap. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Does that mean we're not going to have a 20% success in this work relationship? Is the show ending?
I mean, I've known you for 7 years. Isn't that long term? I don't even want to know what long term is if that doesn't count.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
You have a 20% chance of long term success in your relationship if you use this phrase early and often. What is it?
The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Do you miss me? Do you? Do you miss me? Or... Miss you? 20% chance of a longer, successful relationship.
Okay.
If you say, do you miss me and miss you? And she's going to destroy this. Here
no,
we go.
No, I'm really thinking, because the question is, if you use this phrase early and often. Early, that makes sense, because maybe you're like fresh in the relationship and you're not spending all that much time together. But once you're together, it's like...
My boyfriend neighbor man says I need to be gone for more than like 2 days for him to actually miss me.
I don't know if you should tell people that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.